Facts Verse presents 96-year-old woman sells the most amazing house. Gladys and Carlos Spizzeri are real estate agents and they take pride in being able to sell most properties quickly. One day, they received a call from a woman saying she wanted to sell her home. The house was located at 148 Jane Street in Toronto, Ontario. The street was pretty average. Most houses on the street looked pretty similar on the outside, so the sisters thought that they would not have any problem selling this woman's home. The only problem was the owner's attitude about the sale. The owner of the house was a woman named Joyce, and she told Carla and Gladys that she wanted to possibly sell her home. While she spoke to the agents, she didn't sound like she really wanted to sell her home. Usually when the real estate agents would talk to their potential clients, they often sounded excited and a bit optimistic. But that wasn't the case with Joyce. They were worried Joyce was trying to hide something. Being in the business for so many years, the sisters had seen homes full of bugs or mold, houses with broken water heaters, and others with no heating system at all. They decided that they would help Joyce if she did really want to sell her home, and they'd just take whatever came their way. After working together for 3 decades, these sisters felt they were prepared for whatever they were going to find inside Joyce's home. When the sisters found out that Joyce was 96 years old and that she had been living in this house for over 70 years, they wondered why Joyce was suddenly wanting to sell the home. When they spoke with Joyce, they found out that the home hadn't been changed in 70 years. She told them everything was exactly the same as it was when she had bought the home. And that scared the sisters. They weren't sure how they were going to be able to sell a house that was likely in complete chaos. The sisters knew that it would have been very difficult for Joyce to care for her home properly at her age. They expected the worst on their drive over. They thought that maybe she would be a hoarder. Maybe the home was just falling apart around her. When they arrived at the house and went inside, though, they didn't believe their eyes. When they walked in, it was immaculate. There was not a speck of dust anywhere in the home. That isn't what shocked the sisters so much, though. When they walked in, they noticed that Joyce was telling the truth when she said that nothing had changed. The wall, the floor, the furniture, it all looked like it was from a museum. The entire home looked like it had been in a time capsule from the 1940s. Every room was absolutely magnificent. The sisters were a bit worried about selling the house. Most of the rooms were decorated in pink and purple. If a man were going to be living in that home, it was going to be difficult to sell. It wasn't until they got to the basement that they saw it wasn't all for just women. The finished basement was a true man cave. According to Joyce, it was her husband's favorite place in the house. It gave him a chance to get away from the pastels and the floral prints of the home. After the inspection, the sisters went back to their office to list the house for $699,000. Once people saw it, everybody wanted it. When word got out about the house that was stuck in the 1940s, it became an internet sensation.